Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Welzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tony Welzer. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan takes first base on ball four. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings bunts in front of the plate. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Reagan goes all the way around to score. Rawlings moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Carlisle reaches third base with a triple. Rawlings scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Toad reaches second base with a double. Carlisle scores. Flagstead moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Welser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Flagstad moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. Flagstad moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Welser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welser is 0 for 1 in the game. Welser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Welser reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sewell fields it and tags Welser, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson bunts in front of the plate. Hoffman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoffman. Spurgeon moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and has Jacobson trapped. There's the throw to Rawlings and over to Reagan, who tags Jacobson for the out. Spurgeon scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp scores. Summa goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Dell Lundgren now pitching. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 0-2 in the game. Juhl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Flagstad moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Tote moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ben Carr now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sewell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote scores. Meyer moves to third. Tobin moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Indians. Wally Shaner pinch hits for Dell Lundgren. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Tobin scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Slim Harris now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Spurgeon moves to second. 1 out. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carlisle. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp strikes out. 1 out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summa bunts towards third. Rawlings fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flagstead. Summa moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. Sewell scores. Carr moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Carr moves to third. 2 outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Fred Haney pinch hits for Slim Harris. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Reagan scores. Rawlings moves to second. It's 9-8, Indians. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rawlings scores. Carlisle moves to second. It's Indians, 9, Red Sox, 9. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Tote bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carlisle moves to third. Flagstad moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlisle tags and scores. Flagstad tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin bunts for an out. Flagstad scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartley takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Summa moves to second. Nick Culup pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Red Ruffing now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Summa scores. Sewell moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.